This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. Martellus Bennett played for 10 years in the NFL as a 6'6" tight end. 2 years ago, he helped the Patriots win the Super Bowl in an epic comeback.
Brady's going to try the deep ball, and he does for Martellus Bennett, and he's got it inside the 10.
But even being a Super Bowl champ wasn't quite enough for Bennett. He retired from football a year ago, and now he's doing what really means something to him, creating children's books. Bennett runs a multimedia storytelling company he founded when he was still in the pros. It's called the Imagination Agency. It produces books, apps, and videos designed for children of color. Martellus Bennett came to our studio yesterday to talk about his latest book called Dear Black Boy. He told us he hopes it'll inspire black children to dream big, as he did, beyond a life in sports.
The idea is really for the black boy to look at himself differently, because when society sees the black boy, the first thing someone usually asks me is like, what sport do you play or what team are you on? Yeah. No one really asks you, what do you do or what you're interested in? So the value of the black boy in society is usually tied to the value of the sport or the way he could perform or entertain.
Well, that's right, because when young kids, you said that you want them to kind of see you and be inspired. But when they see you, they think, great, I want to be in the Super Bowl. So that's the part of you that a lot of kids will see and aspire to.
Yeah, and I don't really like that. Or, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't really like the idea of someone looking at me to be like I was on the football field. I feel like for me, if that's the only way I could aspire, only thing I could aspire kids to, then I didn't fulfill my purpose in life. Football has always been the side hustle to get to be able to create the whole time. If I could aspire the next generation, I don't want to inspire the next generation of tight ends or linebackers to play the game. If I could aspire the next generation of architects and, you know, technology leaders and writers and illustrators and film directors, then I feel like I have fulfilled my life purpose.
In this book, you used running as kind of a metaphor for life. So it is kind of a sports analogy. But then what you're saying to young kids is to have the freedom to look beyond just sports.
Yeah.
How did you get that across?
The idea is like these kids are in a maze, right? And anytime you're in a maze, there's multiple ways to get to the end. You're in this race of life. The game of life is one that we don't spend time preparing the kids for. We prepare, like they're working on the game, prepare for Sundays, to play on Sunday nights, to, you know, make it to the Super Bowl. They spend their whole life preparing for this game while skipping out and preparing for the game of life, which is going to have to be the best game that you'll ever play. And I always tell parents, like, when you sign your kids up for Pee Wee football, you're signing over their identity if you're not paying close attention.
I wonder if you could read a portion of the book now. And we should say this is gorgeous. I know you spent a lot of time looking for the paper. It's a very heavy stock, 32 pages, really beautiful brown tones. And I wonder if you can read the part that's marked there.
Yes. Dream bigger, black boy, dream bigger. For your dreams are valuable. No one can take those from you. You deserve to dream the wildest dreams and to chase those dreams the same way you chase a loose ball in the fourth quarter, a running back breaking free down the sideline, or a fly ball in the outfield. Set goals, black boy, set goals. Slam dunk those goals the same way you do an alley-oop, for your goals in life are worth so much more than 2 points. Shatter the glass. Exercise, black boy, exercise. Exercise your right to speak your mind, to pursue happiness, to seek peace and prosperity, to avoid conformity imposed by the small minds of society. Exercise until you're drenched in sweat.
Let me ask you about that. I mean, when you are telling these kids to seek peace and prosperity, to avoid conformity imposed by the small minds of society, you said football's a side hustle, which is kind of interesting for somebody who made it to the Super Bowl. But also, you know, you say that sports is kind of low-hanging fruit for these kids. Do you think that young black boys for whom this is intended know what kind of freedom you're talking about? Do you think they get it?
Yes, I think they do. And this is, I'm going to go back. You said the low-hanging fruit part. So I just want to read this page and kind of touch on what you're talking about.
Sure.
So the low-hanging fruit is what the world prefers you to reach for, but we must climb the tree. Climb higher and you will discover that the fruit at the top is sweeter than Kool-Aid. So the idea of like the low-hanging fruit for with me is these are like the expectations they expect you to reach for, right? They don't expect us to reach for what's at the top. And for that, they don't expect us to to build our own tech companies. They don't expect us to start architecture business. They don't expect us to, you know, create the next greatest app. Those are like high expectations. Tech industry is only 7% black. You think about all the industries, like the teachers in the society, there's only 1% of teachers in the U.S. are black men, right? So how can we tell black boys that they should be educated if they don't see themselves teaching themselves?
So, Martellus, how did you first figure out, as a kid in Houston, you know, you weren't born necessarily to play football, to be in the Super Bowl. How did you figure out that, number one, you could do that, but number two, you had other options, and you're pursuing the other options now, by the way, made possible by your success in football?
I never felt like I was a football player, right? I understood that I played the game and I enjoyed stiff-arming people and, you know, running people over and scoring touchdowns. Like, that was fun. But I think the difference is I recognized from a young age that I wasn't a football player. I played football. But then I had this other thirst for whether it's comic books, writing, and the arts and the creatives. And when I won a Super Bowl, I thought I was going to be, like, extremely, like, happy. But then I really just felt like, well, this is it. I felt like I got bamboozled. It wasn't until recently I became a full person.
Martellus Bennett, thank you.
Thank you.
Former Patriots tight end Martellus Bennett. He is founder of the Burbank, California-based multimedia storytelling company, The Imagination Agency. He's just published his latest children's book. It's called Dear Black Boy.